five bells. Stand by all stations.
Attention, all districts, a five-alarm fire. Five bells, move in immediately.
That's it. Let's go!
Let's go! Fire! Fire!
Presenting Firefighters, the true-to-life story of our unsung heroes who stand ready to ride by day or night against our most murderous enemy, the demon of fire. In just a moment, we'll join Chief Cody and rookie fireman Tim Collins at the apartment house, where a few minutes ago, a large quantity of gasoline was mistakenly pumped into the fuel tank in the basement. Already, the slow seepage has turned the furnace into a roaring monster. But the danger of the fire spreading is nothing compared to the possibility of a terrible explosion, which both men fully expect. Unless the apartment house fuel tank can itself be turned off, well, in a moment you'll discover the only way this can be done. But first, a message for all of you. Let's go, firefighters. Let's go to that roped-off area around the apartment house. Move through the trucks and firemen outside, right into the hallway where Chief Cody and rookie fireman Tim Collins are discussing the possibility of getting at the fuel tank in the basement. A few seconds ago, they had discovered it was almost hidden behind a wall of bricks. And now they discuss the next step, unaware that Tim's young brother Jimmy is listening to every word.
Smashing through that brick wall is the only way to get at the valve on the fuel tank itself, Tim.
Well, Al's outside getting volunteers right now, Chief Cody, and I know the setup down there, so I'll go with him.
It's dangerous. It'll take time.
Well, what else can we do, sir? That furnace is out of control. The pipeline to the tank is like a fuse to a keg of dynamite.
That's the point. There ought to be a faster way. You think I like sending you men down there when the whole place may go up like an ammunition dump?
Well, it's a tough break. That tank has to be up high on a shelf extending out under the sidewalk, Chief.
It's tougher that some fool had to brick it all up. Protection, yes, but to leave just that small opening high up.
Yeah, when I climbed up on that barrel, I couldn't quite reach the valve on the tank.
I know, Tim, nobody could. Nobody but a kid could crawl through an opening that size.
Well, gee whiz, I'm a kid.
I thought we told you to go along outside, Jimmy.
Look, Tim, if this is a hurry-up job, it wouldn't take long for me to crawl through that hole and turn the tank off.
No, Jimmy, forget it.
Tim, if that tank goes up with the garage next door, there's going to be a lot of lives lost before it's over.
Well, you mean you go along with Jimmy's idea?
I hate it as much as you do, Tim, but, well, it would be fast. Might be over in time to prevent a real tragedy.
Yes, sir. But if Jimmy couldn't get that valve turned off in time...
Yes, I know just how you feel.
Don't you see, Tim? I gotta do it. There's no other way.
Oh, yes, there is, Jimmy. Yes, there is. Men with sledgehammers, crowbars, working on that wall.
But you said that way, there might not be time. I'll come through all right. Let me try.
No, I can't, Jimmy. I can't think of Mom.
Well, this is one case where I don't give the orders, Tim. Jimmy's your brother, and you'll have to say the word. But you'll have to say it fast. Time is something we haven't got.
Well, if you was me, Tim, you'd want to do this. Gosh, you know you would.
Yes, I suppose I would. All right, Jimmy, all right. We'll go down to the basement and I'll hoist you up so you can crawl in next to the tank and turn that valve off.
I'm sorry, Tim. In a case like this, I can't endanger two members of the same family. Surely you see that.
Well, yes, sir. I can also see how dangerous you think this job is.
Unless those men working in the furnace room down there...
Well, they can't even get in there, sir. The place was a furnace itself.
Still, you want to see if they've got anywhere with the chemicals and sand, huh?
Yes, sir. I'll take a quick look. I'll be right back.
All right. Well, looks like most of the tenants have been evacuated, Jimmy. Suppose we move outside for a moment, huh? Oh,
gee whiz, I thought you couldn't use hose on this fire.
We will, Jimmy. We've got lines in to cover that room right above the furnace when it starts eating through. And lines to cover the stairway.
Say, there's Clyde, the gasoline delivery man. The one who pumped gas in the wrong tank.
Hey, send that fellow up here.
But he didn't mean to, Chief. It was a mistake. He thought the pipe on the sidewalk went to the garage gas tank. He didn't know it led to the apartment house.
The kid's right, Chief. Those intake pipes are side by side. I got the wrong one.
Okay, but why didn't you report it?
Well, I was afraid I'd lose my job and I never dreamed the furnace in the apartment house would be on now.
As a matter of fact, it was a tenant who started this. She couldn't find the super, and she went down to the basement and monkeyed with that furnace herself.
When I got to thinking about it, I knew I had to come back, job or no job, and try to pump that tank out.
You're a little late for that, Clyde. I'm afraid you're in a spot.
Yeah, I know. And I deserve whatever I get. When I saw the trucks, I knew what a fool I'd been.
I had to report what happened, Clyde. Honest, I did.
Of course you did, Jimmy. Any junior firefighter would have done the same.
But now Chief Cody's going to let me go down and turn that tank off before it explodes.
Well, they're not making any headway, Chief Cody. I guess it's up to Jimmy.
Well, if there's no other way, we'll get us a volunteer.
Now, wait a minute. You need somebody to go down there with Jimmy?
That's right, but I'm not ordering
anyone. Let me go with him. If I could make up for what I did.
Well, this is a fine time to think of that.
I know how you feel, Tim, but Clyde's the logical man. I don't say this will square him with the authorities, but...
Oh, Chief, won't you let me go?
I'm sorry, son. Clyde, you'll have to lift Jimmy up to the opening through the brick wall into the tank.
Yes.
You'll see the difficulty the minute you get there.
Okay. Now, we left a barrel there for you to climb up on. Now, keep an eye on my brother, will you? And Jimmy, good luck.
Thanks, Tim.
We'll do what we can to make it easier. Tim, you call those men off down there. It's Jimmy's job now.
The youngster and Clyde head for the basement stairs, while Chief Cody tries to occupy the mind of his deeply troubled rookie fireman as he heads outside to direct operations.
Well, Tim, looks like we got one break anyway. The wind's right. Al, you and Jake take your men and get up on that roof. Give them all the ventilation you can.
I don't get it, Chief. What's the point?
Well, you're still a rookie, Tim. You got a lot to learn. Al and Jake will open up anything they can get their hands on up there. Elevator shaft, dumbwaiter shaft, anything direct to the basement.
Oh, I see.
Ventilation will help some. You see, those fumes will be rolling out of the furnace room, piling up. There's always danger of a backdraft explosion. You don't give them some way to escape.
Meanwhile, in the basement, moving slowly through the intense heat and smoke, young Jimmy and Clyde work their way toward the fuel tank. From the now closed-off furnace room, they can hear the angry roar of the blazing furnace.
Don't go that way, Clyde. Over here.
You can't see your hand in front of your face. Where's that doggone tank anyway?
Oh, follow me. I got a pal who lives in this building. He and I used to play down here sometimes. I know just where the tank is. Ow! I bumped into something.
Hey, let's see. It's a barrel, Jimmy.
Oh, that's the one Tim stood on when he tried to turn that tank off. Oh, sure, we're almost under the sidewalk now. The tank is behind this brick wall.
For Pete's sake, what were they trying to do? Hide it?
You're supposed to protect the fuel tank, but I guess some dope forgot you might have to turn it off someday.
Yeah. Nice of him to leave that little opening up there. Yeah, let me get up on that barrel. Take a look.
I don't think you can reach it if Tim couldn't.
Yeah, let me have that flashlight, kid.
There.
Thanks.
Tim said even when Chief Cody boosted him up, he couldn't reach in far enough to get hold of the valve on the tank.
Yeah, I can see that now.
Give me a hand up on the barrel with you.
Okay. Yeah. I got you, Jimmy. Now try to keep your balance while I boost you up.
Right.
Grab hold of the pipe that leads into the tank.
Yeah, I did.
Okay.
Can you hold me steady while I try to wriggle through?
Yeah. Yeah, good luck, kid. Put your feet on my shoulders.
Yeah.
There. Can you make it okay now?
That's just room enough for me to squeeze through. Boy, is it hot in here. And dark.
Reach out of there and get the flashlight, Jimmy. I'll hold it up as high as I can.
Right. I got it. Now, let me find that valve now.
You having any trouble?
There's not much room to move around in. I see that valve thing now, Clyde. Just let me get over to it and I'll turn it off. No more gas will get into that furnace.
Now, what kind of a valve is it, kid?
Gee, I don't know. It's sort of like a little wheel set in the pipe.
I see. Well, listen careful to me. Turn that to your right. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah. Clyde, I'm trying. I can't seem to turn it.
What?
I've tried and I've tried till my hands are all scraped. It just won't turn.
Well, stop a minute. Take a good look at it with your flash. Is it rusty or something?
Oh, yeah. It's awful rusty. Is that why I can't turn it, Clyde?
Brother, what a mess. It's no go, Jimmy. You'll never be able to turn it off. Get out of there while we still have a chance.
No. No, I'm not going to climb out of here until I turn this off. Chief Cody and Tim wouldn't give up. I'm not going to do it either. I don't care what happens. I'm not going to give up.
Is young Jimmy Collins trying to do the impossible? With every second as precious as life itself, he's kneeling beside the rusty valve, working frantically to shut it off. Clyde, standing in the basement, realizes all too well the terrific heat and fumes the boy is working in inside the tank enclosure. But there's no way he can get Jimmy out, and Jimmy refuses to give up. To learn what happens now, be sure to listen to our next exciting episode of The Firefighters. In just a moment, Chief Bob Cody will tell you, boys and girls, how you can help the firefighters in your own town. But first, here's a message you'll want to hear. And now, Chief Bob Cody with a special assignment for the Firefighters Brigade. Chief Cody.
Here is your special assignment, boys and girls. Firefighters, attention. Somewhere in your home are oil mops or oily polishing rags, which your mother uses on furniture and such things. Now, these are necessary for good housekeeping, but they can be dangerous, too, especially because they're often put away in closets where the ventilation is limited. Now, check up on this. If mops and rags can't be hung outside in the open air, then try to see that they are stored in some kind of closed metal container. That's all for now. Until next time, so long.
Fire Chief Cody and the young rookie fireman Tim Collins and his young brother Jimmy will all be back on the same station the next time you hear...
That's it. Let's roll!
Firefighters is a copyrighted feature of William F. Holland Productions.